Okay, next patient we're going to do together is going to be a Mary Rodriguez. Date is for today, 1/21. Date of birth is 8/7/14/38. So, Ms. Rodriguez is a, well, first of all, 1/21/2026, date of birth, once again, 7/14/1938. Patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation today, period, new paragraph. Patient currently is in her second benefit period, which start 11/18/2025 to 2/15/2026, period. My plan is to share my findings with the hospice medical director via a copy of my notes, period. This 87-year-old woman who's currently in hospice with diagnosis of large B-cell lymphoma is being seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. Patient also suffers from hypertension, recurring UTI, hematuria, AKI, history of acute kidney injury, history of myocardial infarction, hypokalemia, constipation, depression, anxiety. Patient has definitely declined any chemo or radiation therapy at this time. After she finished two rounds of chemotherapy earlier, period. Period. Let's see. Did I say patient also has a hospitalization less than a year ago with history of sepsis? Since last face-to-face, patient has lost 3 pounds. Patient is much weaker. Patient's family is concerned about her orientation. She's oriented to person and place, but sometimes can become very forgetful and confused, especially in the evening time period. She definitely is a high risk of fall, period. She requires help with ADL, including feeding, bathing, and dressing. I believe her PPS is now down to 40% as opposed to 50%. She becomes short of breath with activity. She's mainly chair/bed bound, continue with bowel and bladder incontinence, as I mentioned, period. Patient's now sleeping 10 to 14 hours a day. Patient's sister-in-law Stella tells me that that's S-T-E-L-L-A. She continues to worsen. As far as her activity level is concerned, requiring wound treatment for a stage 3 pressure ulcer, which is deemed non-healable because of her protein, calorie, malnutrition, and her other issues. Her MAC has dropped from 31 in November to 30.30 at this time. That's consistent with a weight loss of 3 to 4 pounds that's reported by the family. Otuside is at 90%, pulse is 98, blood pressure 100 over 70. Patient continues to decline, continues to remain hospice appropriate. And given natural progression of her disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let me see. Findings were discussed with Stella, patient daughter-in-law. I think it's sister-in-law. Yeah, put sister-in-law at the time of evaluation. Thank you. No, I think it's daughter-in-law. Sorry, patient's daughter-in-law at the time of evaluation. Forgive me. Thank you.